In the Zen tradition, we celebrate the Buddha's awakening, December 8th. Other Buddhist traditions, this is celebrated in the East Asian traditions, it's celebrated in the lunar winter months in China and in Korea. And in the Southern Buddhist traditions, it's in the spring Vesak celebration, the full moon. But it's not important the date, but what is important is the Buddha's awakening, and that the Buddha's awakening on seeing the morning star, which is him starting with, according to the Avatamsaka Sutra, how wonderful, how wonderful, how amazing, we translate it that way. All beings are the wisdom and perfection of the Buddha, the Tathagata. The Buddha, the morning star, and all beings are together awakened. Together. The morning star sees the Buddha. The Buddha sees the morning star. Morning star disappears. The Buddha's eyeballs disappear. It's just this awakening. Of course, the morning star, we call it the planet Venus. And most of us, if we're in the right location, can see a morning star just before dawn in the eastern sky. It's not the morning star that creates the awakening. It's not the Buddha that creates the awakening. It's the awakened life that we are, that is awakened, is all beings being this awakened life that we all are, except when we're caught up in delusion and entanglements, attachments of various sorts, habits of various sorts that blind us, which is why the Buddha decided to teach. So the Avatamsaka Sutra says, calls it being ignorant and confused, and therefore not seeing it, ignorant and confused, attached and deluded, all sorts of different ways that keep us from being, manifesting, seeing who and what this life is. So, in one sense, it's very simple. And in one sense, doing sesshin to commemorate, celebrate, manifest this is very simple. And in another sense, it's not just the sesshin, but over and over in life, being just this moment gets covered over by what we're caught up in, what and how we're entangled. So we take opportunities to support ourselves to be who we are as our sitting practice, as our life practice in various forms, whether kinhin, whether driving down the road, whether shopping, or being silent in sesshin. Our practice is to enable us to be this wisdom, compassion that is our life, is the twinkling morning star. The morning star, the seeing of the morning star is altogether the awakening. The morning star is awakened as the Buddha, as the morning star, as our life. And yet, it's important, vital, necessary for us to do our part when we cover our eyes and don't see what's right in front of us. We don't see the morning star. We cover our eyes with hands, with attachments, with all sorts of beliefs that seem natural and appropriate, and yet we miss. So we're beginning our session, which will begin Tuesday night. Different Zen traditions, different practice traditions commemorate, celebrate, do session, do retreats at different times. We're going to begin Tuesday night. I know that some of you are going to be fortunate to be able to participate. And we will continue until Sunday, the 7th. And if someone starts earlier, ends later, it's our whole life. So just because we do a session is just a form to support us in doing this bigger session that's our whole life. And yet it's a necessary form. Necessary because it's appropriate for who and what enables us to be who we are, enables us to take care of all the bodhisattvas that we meet. In bodhisattva's vow, Tore Zenji says, when I, a student of the way, look at the real form of the universe, all, in any event, in any moment, in any place, all is the awakened life. All is our opportunity to embrace this Buddha awakening, this our awakening, this being the bodhisattva that we are. So, we are having the session. I know some of you have informed Mushin and have registered. If you haven't, please take the opportunity to do it if it's possible. We will be sitting in the Zendo, and we'll also, people will be sitting on Zoom. Those who are registered for session will participate, including Sanzen, with myself or Mushin, both in person and online. And those who are not registered can still sit and join us as it works in their life, both in the Zendo in Champaign or online. I am planning on. I have a flight scheduled for tomorrow. Hopefully it'll all go well. I know there's a lot of snow in Champaign, and we will see what happens in the next day or so. But snow is a wonderful reminder and opportunity to be in Seshi. Not a hindrance, but just another form of this awakened life, which reveals to us delusions and attachments, or ignorance and confusions. That's another translation of that Avatamsaka Sutra phrase, ignorance and confusions that hinder, blind us. And yet they don't take away from this life of the Buddha, life of the Bodhisattva that we all share, that we all are, that all beings that we encounter are, and therefore it's up to us to bow to all that we meet in an appropriate way. Not always bowing, but acknowledging for ourselves, or noticing how we refuse to acknowledge, how we refuse by sometimes believing stories, sometimes acting in ways that's not so skillful, that's not appropriate. So Bodhisattva's vow, which was recited this morning, helps us clarify the three pure precepts that I mentioned recently: refraining from harming, doing good for others, enables us to sense and clarify and manifest the Bodhisattva life that we and those that we meet all are, and to take care of what needs to be taken care of. So let us all, in this time between now and the date that we select for the Buddha's awakening, December 8th, or every day, which is every day is the Buddha's awakening, every day is the opportunity to awaken as the Buddha, the Bodhisattva that we are. Thank you. Thank you for your practice.